end of a chapter in American history. The final criminal charges against President Donald Trump have been dropped after a prosecutor in Georgia moved to dismiss the case, focused on a push to overturn the 2020 election results in the state. The president, as we remember, was one of 19 suspects. That's his mugshot back then, including his former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, as well as former attorney Rudy Giuliani. What happened today?
I want to remind our viewers that this was all precipitated by a phone call, an infamous phone call now, between President Trump and Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger.
So what are we going to do here, folks? I only need 11,000 votes. Fellas, I need 11,000 votes. Give me a break. We have that in spades already.
Nick, that phone call happened at the beginning of January in 2021. By February, just a month later, the district attorney in Fulton County, Georgia, Fani Willis, had opened a criminal investigation into that phone call and whether the president was pressuring the Secretary of State to overturn the election results in Georgia. This resulted in a long legal battle, and there were criminal charges that were brought against the president and these 18 other co-defendants in August of 2023. Now, this was considered a RICO or a racketeering case. It was sweeping. There were different charges against different defendants here. But this was all a number of people that are high profile and that I think our viewers would remember. Mark Meadows, the former White House chief of staff, Rudy Giuliani, the president's personal attorney, were caught up in this as well. These charges were all dismissed today by the special prosecutor down there who has just recently been appointed to oversee this. He asked for these charges to be formally dismissed by the judge, basically saying that he does not think that there is enough information to bring this